104.1 FM Buckets Radio. Matt Ellis with you for Extra Cover. And time now to talk women's cricket. We've got five games to run you through from the Women's National Cricket League competition over the weekend. And it was a nail-biter on Saturday between the Breezair South Australian Scorpions and the Commonwealth Bank Victorian Spirit. A very tight contest indeed. South Australia batting first, making 190, with Bridget Patterson top scoring with 71. And able assistance was provided by Sarah Coit in the middle order, 38 from 31 balls. Best of the bowlers for the Victorians was Sarah Elliott, 3 for 26, and Binch taking 2 for 37. Victoria fell 2 runs short, 8 for 188 at the end of their allotment of 33 overs. Elliott top scoring, or no, not top scoring, she made 42. Jensen top scoring with 50, Lanning 37, and Danny White a quickfire 23 from 20 balls. And Samantha Betts doing the damage with the ball, 3 for 39, ensuring a two-run victory for the Scorpions. It was the ACT taking on WA at the same time as that one. The Alcohol Think Again, Western Fury going in to bat first, making 161. Nicole Bolton, 44. Heather Graham, 42. And that was the best of the batters for them. Tahahu, 2 for 35 with the ball. She's been very impressive for the ACT. Bates, 3 for 25. Ricks, 2 for 22. And Osborne, 2 for 30. And the ACT getting those runs 8 wickets down with Mack making 38, Osborne, 26. And Maher and Goodwin seeing them home with 21 not out and 20 not out respectively, with Heather Graham taking 3 for 28 with the ball. For the Fury, a good display from her. King also 2 for 33. So that took us to Sunday's fixtures, and there were some very good ones on Sunday. Another tight contest between the ACT and South Australia. The ACT batting first, making 169. Sarah Hungerford top scoring with 37. Angela Reeks doing a good job as well, chipping in with 22. Amanda Wellington, the young leg spinner from South Australia, a shooting star as well. She took 4 for 22. Great to see the young leggy doing well there. And it was off spin taking the wickets at the other end. 4 for 28 for Alex Price, another shooting star. A great display from her. And they kept the ACT to 169. And it proved to be enough. South Australia all out for 151. Sarah Taylor doing a good job, 42 off 40. Coit, 35, so some more runs for her. Great to see her making the move to South Australia, a good one. And it was the spinners again for the ACT doing the damage. Osborne, 3 for 20, and Reeks, the leg spinner, 4 for 35. So a victory there for ACT, a great weekend for them. The other games over the weekend on Sunday, WA, what an impressive display by the Western Fury. 2 for 301. Elise Villani, 142 at the top of the order. Nicole Bolton, 128 at the top of the order. And Jess Cameron, 23 not out off 22 balls. All former Victorian players and all making them pay on Sunday. 2 for 301. Very impressive indeed. Victoria in reply, 7 for 285. Sarah Elliott making her first Women's National Cricket League century, as far as I know. 101 off 126 balls. A great display from her. Lanning, 51 from 55. And Danny Wyatt, 58 from 51 balls. Not able to get Victoria home. A big run chase, big ass chasing 300. Heather Graham, 3 for 41 with the ball for WA, doing a great job as well. So congratulations to the Fury winning their first game of the season, knocking off one of the heavyweights in the competition. New South Wales took on Queensland. Good old-fashioned state of origin rivalry in this one. New South Wales with a debutant in their side, young Lauren Cheadle playing her first game for the Lendlease Breakers and getting a chance to do some bowling there. But let's just run you through what happened earlier in the day. New South Wales, 7 for 277, and Elisa Healy doing the damage with the Willow, 124. A very impressive display from her, and a good partnership with Elise Perry, who made 78. Jess Johnson taking 2 for 43. But then Queensland not able to get the job done, all out for 138. Elise Perry taking 2 wickets to go with her runs, 2 for 36. She finished with Renee Farrell, 2 for 23. And the English import, Marsh, claiming 4 for 27. A great display from her. bowling those off spinners. And Cheadle on debut, none for 20 from her five overs. So a great performance from her. Mooney top scoring for Queensland with 33. So that leaves us at the end of round two. Well, there's one more game technically in round two. New South Wales still to play Tasmania to round out round two of the Women's National Cricket League competition. I'll just run you through the ladder quickly. Victoria, even with those two losses over the weekend, they remain on top of the ladder on 13 points. The ACT equal first on 13 points but behind on net run rate. South Australia also on 13 points but behind on net run rate. They have a game in hand though, South Australia. So both Victoria and the ACT having played five games each. New South Wales having only played three games, they're on 10 points. Queensland on 10 points. And the Western Fury on four, and Tasmania yet to get off the mark in season 2015. And we hope to keep you across all the latest action in the Women's National Cricket League throughout this summer, right here on 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio.